He wanted them to know he was not just another man. He was not just a good man. He was not just a prophet. He was not just a rabbi. He is God in the flesh. Amen.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad that you're with us today as we begin a new message, the greatest statement ever made. And Pastor, we're in John chapter 11 today. We're going to spend some time talking about this greatest statement. What is it?
I am the resurrection and the life. Wow.
Wow. Why wow? Why is that the greatest statement?
Well, if you break it down, and we'll talk about it in the message, but the first two words, I am.
The name of God.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the unique, you know, solitary, no one else. Mm-hmm. I am the resurrection. You can't have resurrection without Jesus. The life. You can't have life without Jesus. And so, man, it's an all-encompassing statement that really, as the late, great Dr. J. Vernon McGee used to say, I believe he coined this phrase, is where the rubber meets the road.
Hmm. Yeah. And as you just pointed out a few moments ago, Jesus wanted his listeners to hear that, to understand that. He wanted his followers to grasp this. He wasn't just a rabbi, not just a great teacher, not just a prophet. He was God in the flesh.
Amen. And I'm just going to correct that statement just a little bit.
Yep.
He is God in the flesh.
Right.
Always speak of him in the present tense,
yes.
Steve. Never pass, because God is. He never was and never shall be. Mm-hmm. God always is. Got that?
I got that.
All right.
I sit corrected. Absolutely. Well, we are in John chapter 11, verse 25 is where we read this greatest statement ever made. So I hope you'll open your Bible. Join us there as we begin our teaching. Here is Pastor Ford.
How many of you have heard of Dr. David Jeremiah? Anybody? Okay, quite a few people, For those of you who are David Jeremiah challenged, he is a great preacher on radio and TV. He has a program called Turning Point. How many of you are familiar with Dr. Josh McDowell? Oh, more. Okay, he's what we call an apologist. He defends the Christian faith. And so Dr. David Jeremiah met with some of us as pastors at Moody. And he was telling us this story that he was ministering in a place, and he decided, since they had one of the biggest Christian bookstores left in the country, he would go and visit and see what they had. Of course, every preacher will tell you we are book people. So not only the book, but readers are leaders and leaders are readers. Amen. If you ain't reading, you ain't leading. Amen. So he goes in. And as soon as he goes in, the owner of the place sees him, and she goes ballistic. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm not believing this. I never would have thought in my lifetime that you'd come into my bookstore. That's about as high as I could get. I'm sorry. And he said, well, you know, blushing, he turned red, and he said he was blushing. He felt embarrassed to have all that attention because everybody was looking and wondering who he was. And then she said, I got some books of yours in the back. Can I go get them and you sign them? He said, sure. So she came back with seven books for him to sign, all seven written by Josh McDowell. And so he said, I went on and signed his name in his books. And to this day, that woman, unless she listens to this message, he said, she doesn't know that she didn't meet Josh McDowell, that she met Dr. David Jeremiah. And I thought, okay, we're not the only ones who all look alike. And so he never corrected her. And so if she didn't hear that sermon, and I doubt if she will, because we're just pastors gathered together, about 30 of us with him. So she'll probably never hear it unless she listens to the Treasure Truth program. That's our program. Y'all slow. Anyway, so she thought she knew who he was, but she had mistaken him for somebody else, and he never corrected her. And so, you know, she still thinks she met Josh McDowell. Jesus had the same thing happen to him in John 11. They didn't really recognize him for who he really was. But unlike Dr. David Jeremiah, Jesus corrected them. He wanted them to know he was not just another man. He was not just a good man. He was not just a prophet. He was not just a rabbi. He is God in the flesh. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Say, I wonder this morning, do any of you know him? Do you know how the Bible describes him? The Bible says that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. He's the architect of the universe. He's the keeper of creation. Jesus is the manager who stepped out of eternity into time. He always was, he always is, and he always will be. He is unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, but never undone. See, Jesus was bruised, but he brought healing. He was pierced, but he brought peace. He was persecuted, but he brought freedom. I'm preaching better than y'all, amen. He was dead, but he brought life. He was raised, and he brings power. And the world can't understand him, and the armies can't rule him, and the scholars can't explain him, and religion can't imitate him, and Herod couldn't kill him, and the Pharisees couldn't know him, and Satan couldn't replace him, and death couldn't sting him, and the grave couldn't keep him, and hell couldn't hold him. He got up with all power in his hand, and we celebrate today. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. He is alive. Amen. That's it. And so he corrects Martha, because she says in verse 24, she says, I know, talking about dead Lazarus, her brother, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Here's what Jesus said. He hit her with a Beyonce. You must not know about me. He really did. He hit her with a Beyonce. You must not know about me. He said that her resurrection is not there and then. Resurrection is here and now. He goes on to tell her, resurrection is not a day. Resurrection is a man. Oh, yeah. And she's saying in verse 24, I know the Bible. And Jesus is saying, I am the Bible. She said, I read it. Jesus said, I wrote it. Yeah. And so here you have the greatest person to ever break upon the pages of human history. And you know what I call this message today? Say, what'd you call your message today? The greatest statement ever made. That's right. The greatest statement ever made. Now, it's the greatest person who ever lived. And right here in John 11, 25 is the greatest statement ever made. It makes sense. If you're the greatest person, you ought to be able to give the greatest statement. You remember Muhammad Ali some years ago when he got on the plane? It was reported, it made national news. He got on the plane and the flight attendant said, sir, buckle your seatbelt. He said, do you know who I am? She said, yes, sir, I do. He said, I am Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. And she said, sir, greatest, would you buckle your seatbelt, please? Because we can't take off till you buckle your seatbelt. He said, you must not know who I am. I'm the greatest. She said, greatest, buckle up your seatbelt so that we could take off, sir, come on. And he said, don't you know Superman don't need no seatbelt? Without missing a beat, she said, yeah, and Superman don't need no plane either, so would you buckle your seatbelt so that we could take off? Well, he said he was the greatest, but he wasn't. Here's the greatest right here. And he makes the greatest statement that's ever been made. Now, I'm going to give you all 5 points just in case you fall off into the arms of Morpheus. When you wake up, you'll be able to talk intelligently about the sermon. Amen. So what's so great? You have 5 reasons why this is the greatest statement ever made. Number one, because it's the greatest identification. Then secondly, it's the greatest declaration. Then thirdly, it's the greatest confirmation. Then fourthly, it's the greatest invitation. And fifthly, it's the greatest application. Let's look at it. Let's clothe ourselves with this text and then get up on out of here and go eat some Easter bunnies. Notice, first of all, it's the greatest identification. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Stop. Jesus said, I am. Jesus said, I am. Now, y'all missed it right over your head, but I'm going to come and get you because there's some powerful theology. What makes this the greatest identification? Because Jesus fully identifies himself as Jesus, the great I am. Jesus, humanity, I am his deity. He wants everybody to know that baby in the manger was deity in a diaper. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. He wants us to know who he is.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called The Greatest Statement Ever Made. And we'll get back to this teaching from John chapter 11 in just a moment. Want to let you know that if you want to find out more about Treasure Truth and Pastor Ford, you can do that by coming to our website. It's treasuretruthradio.org. I want to encourage you to check out the Stay Connected bar. You're going to find links there to our Facebook page, to our Twitter feed, a link to Christ Bible Church of Chicago, where Pastor Ford serves as the senior pastor, and also a link to download the Moody Radio app. You know, if you're ever on the go, you can't be by your radio when this program is on. You don't have to miss Pastor Ford's teaching. We put each and every broadcast on the app. You can listen online at your convenience. And we'll link you to the app when you come to treasuretruthradio.org, or you can simply search for the Moody Radio app at your favorite app store. Let's get back to the teaching. Here's Pastor Ford.
Okay, I got to come get you. Now, I talked last week about the cartoons I used to watch. Bugs Bunny, Popeye the Sailor, you know, all those individuals. Good cartoons. But when my children were shorties, they had different kind of cartoons. Here's one I remember. And I remember reading about it, and I said, check this out. His name was Adam. And Adam had a mother, Marlena, and she was from the earth, human. But his daddy was a king from Eternia. Y'all ain't gonna get this. And so Adam had a dual nature. He had an earthly nature from his mother, but he inherited from his kingly father the personality of Eternia. So he was known as Adam, the one who is earthly and Eternian. That was the phrase. So what would happen? Now this guy Adam had something in him that could only come out when he had a sword. And he would get a sword in his hand. See, they figured it out. I saw y'all laughing. Y'all figured out he talking about He-Man. Yeah, they know that. I saw y'all. I knew. I said, they know what I'm talking about. He talking about, that's right. His name was He-Man. But his name was He-Man after the transformation when he would grab the sword, because he was always fighting Skeletor and his crew, and he would grab the sword and a transformation would take place. He would say, I am the power. Now, here's what I like about it. He didn't say, I have the power, because the sword didn't give him power. What the sword did was brought out the internal power that he possessed because he was from Eternia and he was an Eternian. Oh, y'all know where I'm going with this. That's it. Yeah. And when I looked at it, I said, that's Jesus. He's the last Adam. His mama was earthly and his daddy is from eternity. He has two personalities or two dual nature. He is the God man, and death is the sword in his hand, because when he grabbed death, the internal deity broke through the humanity and we saw him. He said, I am the resurrection. Hey, hey, I work hard for my money. I work hard. Y'all work a preacher, boy. And so what happens here? He had two aspects to his nature. So Jesus, remember, he wasn't named by Mary and Joseph. No, the angel said, call his name Jesus. He was named by his father. Amen. See, you got to understand something. That name Jesus is powerful. Why? Earth doesn't have a name that can make heaven active. So heaven sent down a name that would activate heaven on earth. That name is Jesus. It's right there. Who said it to her? Jesus. What an identification. Jesus. The name that restores broken relationships. Jesus. The name that David sang about. Jesus. The name that the Israelites wouldn't pronounce. Jesus. The name that the prophets prophesied about. Jesus. The name that makes demons tremble. Jesus. The name that puts back broken relationships. Jesus. The name that sets crackheads free, Jesus. The name that takes alcohol and turns it into food money, Jesus. It's that name that's above every name, that the sound of that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yeah, it's that name. It's that name that Gabriel announced, that name that will not reject a broken and a contrite heart. That name that comforts the lonely. Yes, the greatest identification, Jesus. And but he didn't stop there. He said, I am. Jesus, humanity. I am deity. Now, when I look at the words I am, two truths break upon my mind. You know what they are? Two truths. Ask me what they are. Number one, there is a God. Number two, you ain't him. That's it. Max Lucado said it this way. There's only one God. Blessed is the man or woman who realizes it and stops applying for the position. Yeah, tear up your application. There is no vacancy in the Trinity. And the Trinity is not going to become a quartet. You don't qualify. I don't qualify. One brother said it Friday, didn't he? He said he wasn't voted in, so you can't vote him in and you can't vote him out because he's the God who created us. And so he tells us then that this is the great I am. Jesus, the name for humanity. I am the name for deity. I had to try to work with it. Jesus from Nazareth. I am from everlasting to everlasting. Jesus born in time. I am eternal, infinite one. Jesus born of a woman. I am created the woman that gave him birth. Jesus hungry, hungry, tired. I am the bread of life. Jesus tired. I am. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Jesus died on one dark Friday. Yeah, but I am got up with all power in his hand. Romans 1:4 proved to be the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead. Oh, you know what we say? We say it all the time. We heard that on Friday too, didn't we, Brother Brian? I had a debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt he didn't owe. Jesus went to hell for us so we can all go to heaven with him. He died in agony so that we could live abundantly. Oh yeah, he does it. Look what he's done for us. Okay, let me see if I can help you to understand it. By his grace, he picks us up. With his word, he fixes us up. In his church, he cleans us up. With his spirit, he fills us up. Through his call, he uses us up. At the rapture, he'll take us up. On the way up, he'll change us up. And for all eternity, he'll love us up. Yeah, that's our Jesus. That's the greatest identification. But then notice, secondly, with me, the greatest declaration. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, I've got to do this. I've got to do this. There are three things here in this declaration. There is the uniqueness of Jesus' declaration. Let me deal with that first. What do you mean the uniqueness? Now, get this. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. I is emphatic. Does anybody remember what that means? Just raise your hand. I'm not going to call on you for real. For real, for real. For real, though. For real, though. For real, though. I ain't tripping. I ain't tripping. Anybody know what emphatic means? Anybody remember? You remember? What does it mean, Dave? Holler it out. Huh? I and I alone. That's right. I wasn't going to call anybody, but I knew you knew. And so, you know. And I know we both know a whole lot because we got shiny bald heads. Amen. And so it is. It is where you highlight. It's where you underline. Here's how you would literally translate it. I and I alone and the resurrection and the life. Here's what he's talking about. The uniqueness of his declaration. It's emphatic. Remember, we talk about it all the time. Every time I want you to understand what's emphatic, I use the word vase, right? I told you that the dictionary says you could pronounce it vase or vase. Now, how do you know the difference? If you buy it at Target, it's a vase. If you buy it at Neiman Marcus, it's a vase. Amen. And so he's highlighting it.
Well, unfortunately, we're pausing the teaching right there, but you're listening to a message called The Greatest Statement Ever Made here on Treasured Truth. Really a helpful message as we begin to look forward toward Easter, just days away now. I hope that as you've been listening to today's teaching, that it's begun to prepare your heart to reflect on all that it means that Christ went to the cross and conquered sin and conquered death for you, for me. You know, as you've been listening to Pastor Ford's teaching, maybe over some time now, it's made a difference in your life and in your walk with Christ. Maybe it's helped you understand the gospel more, understand what it means to know Jesus, or helped you get your finances back on track, or even save a relationship that's been troubled. We'd love to know about that, to hear your story. You can share your story with us by coming to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. Click on the contact link. Let us know where you're listening, why you're listening, and what difference it makes. Again, that's at treasuredtruthradio.org, and click on contact. Well, Pastor Ford's back in the studio with me here. And pastors, I sit in the Moody Radio studios. I'm just reminded of the legacy of Moody Radio, how God has used Moody Radio for years and years, generations, really, to share the gospel message.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we want to see that continue, Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, we hear from so many listeners who have benefited from listening to this teaching ministry. And if you're listening and you're one of them, would you consider paying it forward? Steve talked about the fact that we have a legacy, a long-lasting legacy. And if the Lord has used this program in your life, you can help cover our production costs by giving a one-time gift or becoming a monthly partner today so that we can continue to be here in the future for others who need to hear the truth of God's word.
Well, you can pay it forward right now. Just come to the website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. You're going to see a donate link there. Go ahead and click on that, and that can be a one-time gift, or you can give a reoccurring monthly gift. That really helps us be great stewards of how God is going to bless this ministry financially. So go ahead, come to treasuredtruthradio.org and look for that donate link. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for listening. And thanks also to our Bible teacher, Pastor Ford, and our producers, Amy Rios and Ryan McConaughey. I'm Steve Hiller. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.